Okay. Take two, audio scheduling existing patient. Scheduling an existing patient. This tutorial will review how to schedule an existing patient at a basic level. To schedule an existing patient, click the Appointments button and select the top option, Office Appointments. To save mouse clicks, an Office Appointments shortcut is located on the main menu screen to the right of the Appointments button. Split audio. For practices with multiple locations, the next prompt will be to select the location to which the patient will be seen. You can bypass selecting the location and then pressing the OK button by simply clicking the lightning bolt icon to the right of the desired location. Second, you can bypass selecting the location and then pressing the OK button by simply clicking. You can bypass selecting the location and then pressing the OK button by simply clicking the lightning bolt icon to the right of the desired location. Split audio. The next prompt is the doctor selection. Choose the appropriate provider. You will be directed to the chosen provider's schedule for the current day. Split audio. Roll mouse. In the top left-hand corner of the screen, use the Select Patient button. By clicking this button, a full patient appointment history can be viewed before choosing an appointment date. By clicking this button, a full patient appointment history can be viewed before choosing an appointment date. Enter one of the forms of patient. Enter one of the forms of the patient identification into the text box. When the correct patient's name has been selected, come on. Go again. When the correct patient's name has been selected, click the Continue button or press Enter on your keyboard. When the correct patient's name has been selected, click the Continue button or press Enter on your keyboard. Split audio. You will return to the provider's schedule for the current day. Notice that the patient's name that you have selected will... You will return to the provider's schedule for the current day. Notice that the patient's name that you have selected will appear above the schedule. Now use the move bars or the arrows to select the next appointment date. When using the move bars, the schedule will be forwarded the given amount of days, weeks, or months from the current day. The months themselves are also available. If a specific month is selected, it will forward the schedule to the date of the current day in the respective month. Note that when the date on the schedule is changed, a notification will appear. In the lower left-hand corner signifying the change. If there is no available schedule for the provider when using the move bars, a date change notification will state, There is no schedule on the date, August 6th. Move to Sunday, August 7th. Split audio. Roll. When an available date has been determined, use the left mouse. When an available date has been determined, use the mouse to left-click in an available time slot. Use the mouse to left-click in an available time slot. The appointment detail screen will appear. If the type of appointment feature is set up in the system, enter an appointment type by clicking Type, and a list of appointment types will appear. Select the appropriate type. Note: select the appropriate type. Notes for the appointment can be added in the text box below. When the OK button is pressed, you will return to the main scheduling screen, where you will notice that the patient has been booked for their appointment. Go again. When the OK button is pressed, you will return to the main scheduling screen where you will notice that the patient has been booked for their appointment. This concludes the scheduling an existing patient video tutorial.